Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Jeff McNeil hit a tie-breaking single in the 11th inning. Kevin Pillar added a three-run homer, and the Mets went deep seven times to pull out a wild 15-11 win over the slumping Reds. Mets manager Luis Rojas served the first game of his two-game suspension. He was suspended and fined yesterday for excessively arguing with umpires during New York's game against the Pirates on Sunday. Elsewhere yesterday, the Red Sox routed the Blue Jays 13-4. The Diamondbacks doubled up the Pirates 4-2. The Athletics downed the Angels 4-1. And the Nationals destroyed the Marlins 18-1. In NFL news, Raiders president Mark Bedain has resigned after 30 years with the organization, during which he helped orchestrate the team's move to Las Vegas. Owner Mark Davis announced the news yesterday and says executive vice president and general counsel Dan Ventrelli will take over on an interim basis. And in hockey, Predators prospect Luke Prokop became the first player signed to an NHL contract to come out as gay yesterday. The 19-year-old Canadian, who was a third-round pick in the 2020 draft, made the announcement on Twitter, saying, quote, "I believe that living my authentic life will allow me to bring my whole self to the rink and improve my chances for fulfilling my dreams," end quote. In a statement, the Predators say they're proud of Prokop for his courage and will support him. Lastly, an alternate on the U.S. women's gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID-19 in an Olympic training camp in Japan. Kara Aker's coach says she tested positive after being vaccinated 2 months ago. Aker and fellow alternate Leanne Wong have been placed in isolation. The positive test was the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the pandemic-delayed Olympics. The games are set to open Friday with a state of emergency in force in Tokyo. I'm Jesse King,